Okay, turn with me to 1 Thessalonians. We're in that section of powerful statements, short statements, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 16 said, "Rejoice evermore." We can always rejoice in God. We can always rejoice in our salvation. We can always rejoice in the indwelling of the Spirit of God. We can always rejoice in the inheritance that we have in Christ. Pray without ceasing. Praying is breathing. Is there any time we need to be praying more? It's in these days. Great days of opportunity when you think of how dark the world is, how many people in the world, in our country even, are in ignorance, have no clue of salvation. We're surrounded with opportunities to pray, surrounded with reasons to pray, surrounded with things to pray about. Pray without ceasing. And then tonight, in everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You know, when you become a Christian, if there's, you have this special now relationship with God. You know, there's a lot of things in life to be thankful for. The Bible tells us that every creature that breathes, everyone that has breath ought to praise God. Because our breath comes from God. Every person in the world ought to be thanking the God, the Creator God, for breath, for life. Many of them don't. But to know when we get saved, we have a special reason to be thankful. And the Bible says, in everything, give thanks. You know, you think about this great theme. Now, the verse before that said, pray without ceasing. And it's interesting, in Philippians, when it talks about praying, it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. It's amazing, this connection. Prayer, pray without ceasing, and everything gives thanks. Kind of a vital connection. Sunday, we talked about how the Holy Spirit helps us in prayer and leads us in prayer. And if you turn to Ephesians chapter 5, you'll see the Holy Spirit and prayer and thanksgiving all connected. Verse 18 of chapter 5, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here now we find being filled with the Spirit is connected with thanksgiving. Kind of interesting, this triad. The Holy Spirit, who is the spirit of prayer. Praying without ceasing. And in everything give thanks. We see a vital connection in the Christian life between those three entities. The Holy Spirit, prayer, and thanksgiving. Now, you know, the Thessalonian church was had some unique situations. And we know that that church was undergoing a lot of afflictions. It's 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. He says that no man should be moved by these afflictions. For yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. Afflictions. This wasn't anything new to them or to the Apostle Paul. And notice verse 7, therefore, brethren, we were comforted over you in our afflictions and distress by your faith. And then it says, for what thanks can we render to God again? And verse 10, night and day praying. Amazing, these connections between prayer, thanksgiving, and everything. Well, the Bible says we ought to thank God for trials. My brethren, count all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Trials. Yes, and everything. Because we know that when we get saved, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. And though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You know, it probably wasn't too pleasant for a little lamb or a sheep to get that staff around its neck to get yanked out of something. Or to have the rod thrown at it, maybe nipped it a little bit to stop it from going in the wrong direction. But David said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. He's comforted knowing that he's got a shepherd that's not going to let him wander too far. Going to rescue him when he goes the wrong way. Thankfulness, he says, in every circumstance of life, we ought to be thanking God in the trials. We ought to be thanking God in the blessings. We ought to be thanking God for the blessings. We sing the song, count your many blessings, but sometimes I wonder how many times we count our blessings. How many times do we really count our blessings? Thank God. How many wonderful spiritual blessings that we have. We have, the Bible says that God daily loadeth us with benefits. Psalm 68:19. Daily loadeth us with blessings. You know, the average American, especially probably the average person in Mequonago, really lives higher than a lot of kings ever lived. You know, running water, flushing toilets, air conditioning. Man, can you imagine that? Air conditioning. You know, some people, they had to have 10 people, you know, blowing fans on someone to get air conditioning. Man, what comfortable life we have. We ever count our blessings? Those are just physical ones. But the privilege that we have to have breath, you know, the privileges that, now us older folks, amazingly, we probably lived, at least in the most comfortable era that the USA ever lived. The most comfortable era that was ever in the USA. Maybe not the most spiritual, but most comfortable, most prosperous era in the history of our country. And in one sense, a tremendous amount of freedom. In everything, give thanks. You know, our country has forgotten God, haven't they? We have all these blessings, the richest nation on the earth. Still people from all over the world want to come to America. And they're crossing the border by the tens of thousands because the world is full of countries that have no future. No opportunity, no freedom. The world is full of those kind of countries. And even though we see ours evaporating, wow, the opportunities that we have. Thank in God in everything. Temporal, spiritual, are the positive things, even negative things, the mercies of life, the means of grace. You know, there's always a multitude of things to thank God for. You know, we have so many things to be thankful for right here. Just think of the blessing of having missionaries that grew up right in this church. What a blessing to have missionaries. Not just one, not just two, three, four. Was there more? Right here. Grew up right here in this church. Isn't that amazing? What a blessing. We have so many, many blessings. You know, I remember one time I was at a preaching conference and the preacher said, "Oh, I feel sorry for churches that don't have a music program." And at that time, the only music program we had was congregational singing. And so we did a lot of that. But, wow, we have a lot to be thankful for. You know, I was thinking about that today. You know, thankful people probably don't get bitter. Bitter people are people who take one little thing and make it a mountain and live their whole life around it. And they could be surrounded by 1,000 blessings and not even think about them. Isn't that right? Not even think about all those multitude of blessings. What a interesting, you know, in rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. Now the Bible says this is the will of God. Now I'm wondering. That's a pretty strong statement. Because if it's as plain as it seems, then it means if you're not giving thanks, then you're out of the will of God. Right? Because the will of God is that the Christian is living their life in such a way that they know that they have so many things to be thankful for, and that even the difficulties, they know that God is going to work all things together for good for them that love Him. That's a part of being in the will of God, is being a thankful person. And not only a thankful person, but in everything, giving thanks. And I'm wondering if we, how seriously we take that. But it seems to me that we're dealing with, the last couple of messages we've been dealing with, you know, kind of like the central part of the Christian life. The central parts of the Christian life. And we've been talking about, we talked about the Holy Spirit is the author and the teacher and the leader in prayer. We've been talking about how we are to pray without ceasing. We've been talking about that prayer comes from the Holy Spirit, and really prayer comes from God. And when we're listening to the Spirit and when we pray correctly, then we're praying in everything, then we're always looking for God to be answering prayer. We're always looking for God to answer prayer. And when you're praying for everything, right? And your prayer is led to the Lord, the Holy Spirit, then there's always less thanksgiving to be taking place. Amen? Oh, God answered that prayer. God answered that prayer. I just breathe that prayer. And every day we face life, and we look ahead of the day that we have, and we say, we go to the Lord, and we give that to the Lord, 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 and we give that to the Lord. And then as the day goes on, we see God answer that prayer. Our day is just filled with thankfulness as we see God answering prayer throughout the day. And so we have this wonderful connection between in everything give thanks and pray without ceasing. And the Holy Spirit, who helps us to know how to pray even when we don't know what to pray about or how to pray. And so we have a wonderful picture of a constant, of a constancy of our life as we're walking with God, rejoicing in the Lord, praying without ceasing, thanking God in everything. And that really is kind of a picture of the life when we are really close to the Lord and we're walking in the Spirit, and we're communicating with God, and we're you know, just looking to Him throughout the day, and we're just have this great privilege of the Lord working in our life on a daily basis. And as we think about that tonight, that's a challenge for all of us. Are we, you know, walking with God on that daily basis? Are we just, you know, fellowshipping with the Lord throughout our day? Are we really having that relationship with the Lord that is really, when you look back on the day, boy, that's exciting. You know, if you're doing something for God, you know, there's a lot of challenges. You're probably trying to do something that you don't know how. I just told Philip today, I says, I'm over 71 and I'm still learning all sorts of stuff. And trying stuff that's too big for me already. Still, a lot of things are too big nowadays. But it's great to be able to, you know, pray to the Lord. And, wow, the Lord just kind of helps us along in life. Isn't that wonderful? And so that can be our physical life. It can be our spiritual life. It can be our family life. It can be our vocational life. It can be our work life. It can be our married life. Every part of our life can be a life in which we're looking to God. We're seeing Him answer prayer. We're praying about everything, and God is answering every kind of prayer, and God is doing something in every area of our life, and we're thanking Him. We're, you know, we don't want to be like, you know, all the blind men, or the, was it the lepers? They got healed, and only one came back and said, "Thank you, Lord." We don't want to be like that. We want to be people who take note of what God is doing and are taking time to rehearse that and to thank the Lord. And, you know, just putting these things together in my own heart, it's like you need to pray, you need to thank God more, you need to take account more, you need to stop more and to think about what He did today. And all of us need to approach each day more in prayer, and specifically looking to the Lord to and everything that comes, that's going to come, and everything we don't know is going to come, and give it to God, and just see how God is continually answering prayer. How thankful we are, and young people. Hope you're doing that. You know, hopefully you have a page in your devotion book, thankfulness page. You know, thankfulness page that you start your day or end your day. That would be a good one, right? End your day with an entry in your devotion notebook of thankfulness. Because, I don't know, I normally start the day with all these different prayer requests of things that are going to happen that day and ask God for help in every one of those areas, and be good at the end of the day for us to stop and say, "Lord, wow, You are great. You are a great God." Let's pray together. Father, we thank You that You're the living God. Lord, it is a blessing that we can know You. Lord, it is a blessing that we have this privilege that we can pray. Lord, what a blessing it is that, Lord, not only can we pray, but You answer so many prayers every day. Help us to be more thankful, Lord. Help us to be more thankful. And Lord, I pray for our young people. Lord, I pray that You will help our young people to be thankful people, to really develop in their lives a spirit of thankfulness. And Lord, that would be a great blessing. We know, Lord, we know that young people who grow up with a thankful spirit are blessed of You. They're not thankful just because they're blessed, but we know they'll be blessed because they are thankful. It's such a vital part of life. And Lord, might that spirit of thankfulness increase in our lives so that even those around us can notice our thankfulness, and it would be a blessing to them as well as glory to You. As our heads are bowed and eyes closed, maybe even right now, there's a number of things that the Lord did for you today that you didn't thank Him for. And maybe there's some great things that God did just that allowed you to be here tonight. Maybe young person, you haven't taken time to be thankful, and you're missing out on a lot of life because you aren't seeing what's valuable. And you're not taking time to see how God has blessed you. Maybe God is speaking to you about being a thankful young person. Maybe it'd be a good time to do some business with the Lord. And Lord, thank you that you are so good and your mercy is everlasting. And Lord, might we be a thankful people. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.